Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Very, very excited to be with you all here on this Monday. I'm actually up early recording the podcast, so got it out the day of, because we got a lot going on. Pelicans played their final preseason game this past Friday over the weekend in a very ugly 142-101 loss. At least they scored over 100 points. So I want to talk about that, some things to take away from that. I've spoken to some other people around the league regarding this Pelicans team going into the season and share you a little bit about what they're thinking as well. Also, some fun news and announcements coming up today. Today is the launch of LockedOnPelicans.com. We are got a .com after the name now. I'm going to have an article up there a little bit later this morning. Just introducing you all to the new site, introducing the new team of writers we have here. I'm very excited about everyone that's going to be contributing daily to this Pelicans discussion and talking about your favorite team. Also, the Pelicans should have, you know, they said they've got their Fan Fest coming up this afternoon at Lafayette Square at 4:45 to 6:45, where they said they've got a major announcement. So that's going to be pretty interesting. I think everyone's looking forward to seeing what they're going to be saying. So a fun Monday here for Locked On Pelicans, just everything in general. So we're going to just kind of dive right in, recap this game over the weekend for you all and get you set for the rest of the week. Speaking of rest of the week, though, what's coming up later in the week is the live edition of the Locked On Pelicans podcast over at our New Orleans Basketball Social Club at the New Movement Theater, Rosewood Bar, then in the theater, 2706 St. Claude, 70117, I think it is. Basically, just look up the New Movement Theater. It's on St. Claude. Live podcast recording. We're going to be hanging out in the patio beforehand, just talking hoops, and then going into record. We've got some great guests that are going to be on the live panel there with me. We have Aaron Hartigan of Fox Sports Southwest. Scott Kushner is going to be there as well from the New Orleans Advocate, who's been on here a couple of times to talk Pelicans with me. As always, hosted by Chris True and myself. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you come out. I believe the podcast we're recording right around 8 o'clock, but we'll be there early hanging out. You guys are going to hear me talk about this all week on the podcast. So you may as well come. If you haven't made it before, they're a great time. You hear us all laughing when we put the just uncut audio up. So make sure you make it on out to the New Movement Theater on Thursday. So let's just talk about this loss, and this is really what I'm going to focus on today's podcast, that 142-101 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies in what was pretty ugly just fashion. Like, nothing really went well for the Pelicans here. You know, the starters weren't going to play in this game originally, and then the Rajon Rondo injury kind of forced their hand to get some starters out there to figure a lot of things out, and I don't know if they did. To be honest, your starters, of course, were Jrue Holiday, Etuan Moore, Anthony Davis, Dante Cunningham, DeMarcus Cousins, normal starting five. And I don't know if this starting lineup's going to work, and I have to wonder if the Pelicans think that as well, because frankly, this looked pretty awful at times. The spacing was bad for the Pels, and frankly, there was just no energy and effort on defense. Defensively, I'm not as worried about this team as I am on the offensive end. Certainly, they're not going to give up 142 to the not necessarily scoring Kings that the Memphis Grizzlies are. And also, by the way, in this game, the Grizzlies just shot stupidly high percentages from everywhere. 55.3% from the field, 53.8% from deep. Pelicans, on the other hand, 44.7% from the field and just 28.6% from deep. The three-point shooting looks like a concern. It was a concern going into the season, and shooting, while not everything, is very important. And we thought maybe these bigs would create wide-open looks for these guys, but when you have people that are 2 for 6, 1 for 3, 1 for 5, 0 for 2, 0 for 2, 0 for 2, and so on, these open looks aren't mattering. Maybe they're just not good three-point shooters, and no degree of the shot being open is going to help them. I've also talked about, when it comes to three-point shooting, that a contested shot in rhythm is sometimes better, and oftentimes better, than an open shot out of rhythm where you need to kind of regather and regroup. They're not going to be a good three-point shooting team. I think we've kind of determined this. We really tried to buy in to this team's three-point shooting, but maybe these guys just simply aren't good at it. So anyway, going back to the game and the starters, the best thing, the energy level just wasn't there. It looked like these guys didn't want to play. They had no interest in this final preseason game. And I think some of these veteran guys like DeMarcus Cousins, Davis, it's preseason. They don't care. That's why you have a guy like Tony Allen not getting any minutes in the preseason, because they just don't need to play. You know what you're getting out of them. And particularly because he's not going to be a huge, huge part of the rotation. Though had a kind of cool thing there where it says he's number 9 is going to be retired and hanging from the rafters in Memphis. I mean, the guy who kind of started their whole grit and grind, and himself having the nickname the Grind Father. Well-deserved for Tony Allen. Really cool for him to see a Pelican getting that. But going back to the game, finally now, that effort wasn't there, and these starters just, I don't know what's going on. One, you know you need to figure some things out. Your offense has looked very bad the past two games, really. You have to get some cohesiveness and figure something out, and these guys didn't want to do it. Jrue Holiday was aggressive, scored 14 points in his 14 minutes. That's probably the bright spot, but again, 0 for 2 from 3. Ian Clark came in and the offense looked a little bit better alongside Holiday, but he largely played a bunch in the second half where he was still just kind of ineffective and not looking too great at times, and scored 0 points in the second half, was 0 for 4. And again, bad shooting nights happen and things, but there was just no cohesiveness to this team, which is what they were looking to do. And that's a concern when that's what you're trying to accomplish in something and you see none of it. Rather than seeing the ball movement and the off-ball cutting, so movement on the ball and off the ball, there wasn't really any of that, especially in the first half. It was all very isolation-based, where they're these players trying to take their men off the dribble and beat them to the rim. Holiday was doing it, but Davis and Cousins, less off-ball movement, less screens, things like that. Etwan Moore wasn't able to really get that separation needed to try and break down a defense, that dribble penetration that we've talked about here on the podcast, how important that is for the team. These guys largely weren't able to get it done. Having an off shooting night doesn't help, but here's a stat that's pretty concerning. The team on the night had 14 assists to, and that's it. And I'm pulling up the numbers here as my computer has to reload the box score. But the numbers tell it out. So they had 14 assists on 38 made attempts. That's an assist percentage of 36.8%, 37%. That first game with Rondo dishing and breaking down the Bulls' defense and getting the ball to these other Pelicans players, it was 62%. The second game was 60%. You dropped all the way down to 37%. That's not good. The ball's not moving enough, and when it doesn't start moving, these guys just fall into isolation-type basketball and aren't going to get kind of the looks that you need to get for this offense to work and to get these two bigs the space they need. I'm going to pause here before going back to the game and talking about one other player that I think we're going to see an increased role from during the regular season, at least to start off, and tell you to listen to the Locked On NBA podcast. Season starts in 2 days, really 1 day, for just the first slate of games, really, this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, which is always a fun, exciting time. Finally, basketball that counts and matters. But listen to the Locked On NBA podcast. We've got season previews for every single team in the league. give it a listen, get the rundown on the biggest storylines from all 30 teams, including the Pelicans. I'm on there in the league. Know what's going on when these teams come to New Orleans, come to the Smoothie King Center. So make sure you tune in to the Locked On NBA podcast.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
So going back to the game, let's take a look at the shot chart here. And this is something we've been monitoring since that first preseason game when the team took only five, really four, because one was from Cliff Alexander, who, by the way, now waived from the team. Cliff Alexander and Perry Jones III, no surprise there. They were not making the team whatsoever. The only one that's in doubt is going to be Jordan Crawford, and we'll see. We may have some news on that this coming day or two or not, since cuts are happening around the league. Maybe the Pelicans see a guy they like. Bino Udrih cut from the Pistons, so he's maybe a name to keep an eye on. I know that's one that people have been asking a lot about. But again, I think it's going to be Jordan Crawford, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. So in this game, 14 mid-range shots, but they really started to get a lot more longer in-paint twos. Not looks at the rim, but still in the paint. That's okay, but that can be bad because that's prime area to get kind of blocked on by a big. So that's a concern for the Pelicans there. But that shot chart from the first opening game and everything we saw in that opening game against the Bulls looks like it was so long ago right now offensively. And I talked to someone who works for an Eastern Conference team in an executive role this weekend, asked him about the Pels since he mentioned it to me, and didn't have very nice things to say about the offense right now. Again, they fell into heavy isolation-based offense, which doesn't really work for this Pelicans team. I know some people who were up in Memphis for the game. They didn't have very nice things to say about the team. Nothing good at all for the Pels in this one, really. But there were some nice things to see. One would be Dante Cunningham looked a little bit more aggressive than we've seen in the past. He finished with 7 points in 25 minutes, hit his 1 3-pointer, which was good, a running corner three. And he actually was kind of aggressive on the offensive rebounding side of things. We've wondered whether the Pels should go for offensive rebounds more or not. I'm kind of against it. But, you know, the team has said they want to do it a little bit more. He only grabbed one offensive rebound, but he was there trying to potentially get these rebounds. That just there were a couple of times where he was in position to get it, except the shot went in and he made it, other player made it, so he didn't even need to worry about it. The biggest surprise, and I think reason why you're not going to see anyone else get brought into this Pelicans team, is that Jordan Crawford looked good, and I think this is going to be a guy who's going to get significant minutes early on. He played 30 minutes, scored 19 points, shot 7 of 13, so 53.8%, 2 of 6 from 3, 33 1/3%, got to the line a couple of times. Bigger than that, though, he had 4 assists. Maybe is going to have an outside chance at starting a game or two early on in the season if Etuan Moore and Ian Clark aren't working and aren't able to get that kind of dribble penetration separation that they need to help make this offense click. Crawford's willing to do so. He's going to come off these ball screens. He's going to come off of dribble handoffs and look to attack. And if he can make some of these passes, and 4 assists for him is pretty good, you think maybe he's kind of the answer there. Again, this team needs some offense and some shooters and people that scare defenses. And there's really not many. Jordan Crawford kind of, I'm not saying he's good, but kind of is one of those type of players that'll scare defenses just a little bit. So I wouldn't be shocked if we see him starting soon. I think Ian Clark still might get the nod on opening night. The Etuan Moore experiment there just isn't working out. He was 1 of 4 on the night, 0 for 2 from 3, scored a whopping 2 points. That's it. Not ideal. This team needs to figure out a way, and it might be going to a guy like Jordan Crawford as opposed to picking someone else up and then cutting him, because, again, I don't know if this team's getting an injury exception or not. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. Don't forget, live podcast this Thursday, 8 o'clock at the New Movement Theater. But come early, have a drink, hang out for happy hour, talk some hoops. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, don't forget, check out LockedOnPelicans.com. In a little bit, there's going to be a post up there just introducing you to the new site. I could not be more excited about the team of writers and to bring you great Pelicans content daily, which is the big thing there for it, and also some great analysis as well. Opening game Wednesday, home opener on Friday. A lot of real basketball going on right now, which is an absolutely wonderful thing. You guys, we made it. We're almost there. Big announcement coming from the Pelicans this afternoon at their block party. You might hear about it earlier, potentially. So a lot going on today. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes out on everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. I'll be back with you all tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.